and my sisters in Christ Jesus, I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He indeed is Lord, Lord over all, Lord through all. In Him we live and move and have our being, and He is the one over it. And you know, in the process of this life, as we walk through it, we learn and we experience and we go through all kinds of things. But all the while, we look unto Him, the author and the finisher of our faith, knowing that He that began a good work in us is going to carry it on to completion. You know, I recently I was, just with some of my colleagues, I guess, online, and I heard some people talking about certain dates coming up in the future. I think like September 23rd, 24th, and like those kind of areas. Listen, you've got to know God for yourself. You've got to know the voice of God for yourself. Because if you don't know the voice of God for yourself, you are going to be tossed and turned to and fro with every wind of doctrine, with every prophecy that comes up, with every person that is a charismatic personality. You're going to be tossed all over the place. All right? I'm just going to tell you that right now. And if you don't know the voice of God for yourself, press in. Go in prayer. Spend time before Him. Seek His face. Because when you do that, you learn His voice. When you do that, you get sensitive to His Spirit. When you do that, you can tell the difference. You know why I know that nothing is going to happen on those days and that we're going to continue on in this journey? Because for me, there is things that God has spoken to me about, things that are going to happen and things that are going to come to pass and things that are on the horizon. And so, in order for those things to happen, those other things won't happen. So it's pretty simple. Because why? Because I know the voice of God for myself. Now, do I go and publish everything all over the place and just spout things off? No, I don't. You don't just throw everything out there. You seek the Lord, and God is going to tell you what to do and when to do it. There's tons of things that God has had us involved in on all kinds of levels in this life. Everything from the individual life of somebody that in the world's eyes would seem insignificant, all the way to national events that take place. Does it mean that we have to go make a big show of it? No. But we do what God has for us to do. We engage how God wants us to engage. And we don't get tossed to and fro by charismatic personalities and people that have something that is entertaining. Because no, you need to know the voice of God. Because why? Because you can end up wasting time and energy and effort and resource and all these things and for no reason. Because there are, in this life, there are some things that are important, that need to be addressed, that need to be understood, that should be part and parcel of our focus while we're here in this life. And if you can focus with the things that are important and then let the rest of it be a spillover and sure, fine, enjoy certain things that are there. But also you gotta deal with the primaries. You know, you've got to deal with, I mean, there's, like, for example, there's Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? And on the base level, there's food, water, clothing, shelter. Like, I mean, like, there's some basic things that are necessary for survival. And then as people kind of go up, you know, as they go up in that chain, they start going into areas of things that are more, you know, like self-actualization. But as human beings in this life, on a spiritual level and on a mental level, the things that are important, very few people actually address those. Very few people actually address the things that need to be discussed and addressed and the questions that need to be answered. The foundational pursuit that needs to be resolved before you can do anything, before you can go anywhere. Why climb the ladder to find out that it's leaning against the wrong building? Why go and put all your efforts and energies into something that you find out is a failure? You know, so you won the game on the deck of the Titanic. It's still sinking if you don't know what's real and what's important. All right? So, listen, the call is to be free. For the child of God, the call is to be free. It is for freedom that Christ Jesus set us free. You are called to be free. And in that call, the implication is that all that are born into this life and into this world are born into bondage. Now, understanding that and not resisting that truth is going to be important, because you've got to have an understanding of where you are in order for you to be able to move forward from that place. So understanding where you are when you are born into this life. You are born into this life in bondage, in slavery. Okay, let's talk about a few things that happen in our entrance into this earth, shall we? All right, here's a few things. This audio, as it's coming out to you guys, it's interesting the ways that God's work sometimes in getting some messages across. And this time, with this specific one, is interesting because, man, I was just getting bits and pieces all over the place. I'd go to eat, God would give me something, I'd sit down on a bench, God would give me something. So I've just been catching these as we go. Okay, but I'm going to give it all right now. So, all right, here, in our entrance into the earth, right, all of us come into this life with our minds wiped clean. It's foggy or no memory at all. Maybe people get bits and pieces of something from before, but for the most part, we come into this life just blank. And you start learning what your paradigm is once you get here. But where were we before? Where was our consciousness before? What happened in that entrance into the earth? We come into this earth, our entrance into this earth, we come into an environment where it is fallen. Sin nature in the DNA of the body that we have for the lifetime that we have it. So the flesh that you and I are born into, we are born into a physical being that has a fall and corruption that's part of it. So that's part of what you and I are born into when we come into this life. So we're not born, and that's why too, no flesh shall inherit the kingdom of God. So we get new bodies after this thing's done, but we come into a body that is a fallen, that's got that wrapped up into the DNA. We come into this life surrounded by a demonic spiritual kingdom that is set up to steal and to kill and to destroy, that have many, many, many human agents that have given themselves over to it as well, that are messengers and workers of the devil and the workers of every purpose of the enemy. And we come into this life, when we first get here, dependent. You know, when you come in as a baby, you know, it's just like you come in dependent. And as you go along, you get some strength, but you always know limitation in your physical being, if nothing else, during your lifetime in the earth. Now, you know, I recently, a little while back, I actually watched a documentary. It was a series on the Georgia prison system in the U.S., I think the name of the series was called Hard Time. And it's interesting to me because so much of what it seems like we come into when we come into this life is coming into a prison because of just the characteristics of what go into making a prison. And this world, in case you didn't know it, this world is a prison. And it is designed to keep you here. And just like in prisons, there are certain activities and there's things that go on to keep people occupied, but it's a prison. And, you know, when we come into this life, I think one of my buddy Zeph out there, I think one of the first times that I was on his show, and this was probably about 10 years ago, maybe. It's up there in the archive somewhere. But, and we talked about this a little bit. I think one thing that we said was, you know, all of us are in prison. The difference is just the size of your cell. I I mean, this world is a prison. And so when we come in, these are characteristics of what we came into. So when we come here, all of that, that's part of what we are dealing with and wrestling with. How do we get here? Why are we here? What are we doing here? What's going on? What is that? So, and in that process, we're experiencing pain. We're experiencing suffering. We are. If you are marked for God, you are targeted, and you know what that means. If you're listening to this and you've been one of God's, you know what it is to be targeted. You know what it is to be ill-spoken of with doing no harm to somebody, and yet for them to look at you sideways and for them to send their spiritual crap, their attacks, their witchcrafts, all of that kind of stuff. You oh, and by the way, just since we're on that point for a moment, you know, I know for myself, there was a window of time where I felt a bit bad about sending that stuff back when that stuff would come my way. But I tell you what, you know what? God has straightened me out on that. And that is part of our call, is to destroy the works of the devil. And you've been given that power in Jesus' name. See, this is part of the false programming that we had when we were part of the church, as far as the man-made institution, not the church of the living God, which you are part of the body of Christ. Understand the difference. And in the body of Christ, you are a warrior. In the body of Christ, you have all the weapons of your warfare necessary to destroy the works of the devil. In the institution, they just cut your balls off. In the institution, they just want you to be a nice guy. In the institution, they just want you to sit there and be a little beanbag and take all of that, which is sitting in the front row, sucking the life out of everybody in the congregation. That is not your call. God has called you to destroy the works of the devil. And you know what? Recently, God just pulled me into that zone again and snapped me back into position of what I need to be doing with some of that stuff. We sent that stuff back. I know a few of these guys are not around anymore. I mean, literally, they're dead. And I, in the spirit, listen, this is real stuff. You know, there's a few others that are just, they're hurting right now. Because why? Because in the realm of the spirit, you don't play. God doesn't play. God does not play. You don't mess with the children of God. You don't. Because when you do it to your own hurt. Why? Because when somebody's been tapped for God, and when somebody's following Him, they become an ambassador of the living Christ. They represent Him in the earth. And in the old school, the way that it was with an ambassador, if you did something against an ambassador, you did it against the one that sent him. And oh, what would happen to those that would do something against one of the ambassadors of a nation. So, that's how it is. Those are the spiritual principles in place. And God wants us to move in those principles in this time. Why? Because we're in a war. We're not here in friendly territory. We're here to proclaim the gospel. We're here to proclaim the good news. We're here to tell people that there's a way out of the prison. And we're not staying here in this prison for one more go around. And anybody else that wants out, by the way, here's the door. The door is Jesus. There's only one way out, and that is Jesus Christ. There's only one way to exit the prison, and that is Jesus Christ. That's it. So if you want to stay in this prison and go around again and again and again in this hellhole until you finally get it right, whatever that looks like, or you can exit. And the exit, He is the door. There is no other way to the Father but through the blood and the body of Christ Jesus. He is the way out. Salvation is found in no other name but the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, a few things though, while we're here, right? So we know a little bit about what it is when we come into the entrance into this world or into this prison. Here's some things about though our time here in the earth, all right? And these are some things to take in as well, because we understand part of the sinister nature of what we're surrounded by. But here's some things that I want you to recognize. We are able to experience good and evil in the same paradigm while we're here in this earth. There's to have a context where light and dark, the wheat and the tares, can coexist in the same paradigm is incredible. Because oil and water don't mix. And yet, in this paradigm, they naturally separate. And yet, in this paradigm, the wheat and the tares grow together. They coexist in this same place, in this time. And so we're able, because of the way that this whole thing has been set up, to experience good and evil in the same paradigm. We're able to experience in ourselves, in yourself, the love and the redemption of God in the middle of all of this. We have, in our time, an incredible adventure and a progression as we go from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God. We get to experience and know God's protection. We get to know His direction, His provision, His purpose. We get to see and know and understand all of that. And we also get to experience and know the expression and the exercise of free will. This is important. Because here's the thing. Whether it is the Father that made us, or what is the enemy of your soul, the devil, there is a respect for the exercise of your free will. Whatever strata of society you may find yourself in, when you've come into this life, you have free will. And you have the ability to choose. And in that choice, you make a decision, and that decision defines your destiny. So for those that exercise their free will and go the way of the world, by buying into the world system, they sentence themselves. So when you buy into the world system, you sentence yourself. You sentence yourself to a go-around all over again. You sentence yourself. That's why even that when Jesus was talking about how a man's, his own words are going to condemn him. His own words are going to judge him. His own actions are going to be revealed for what they are. It is, we sentence ourselves if we go the way of the world. If you choose to reject truth, if you choose to reject Christ Jesus, if you choose to reject that which was offered to you to get out of the prison, if you choose to reject that, what do you expect? You're just going to go back through. But for those that have a heart for it, if you want the truth, God will give it to you. If you want life, God will freely give to you. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest for your souls. Come drink the water that I offer for the, and it's going to be a river of living water flowing from your soul. From your belly. It's going to flow through you." You see, when God gives, He gives. There is no limitation in Him. The world knows limitation. And you're going to see that more and more as time goes on. You're going to see the limitation of the world. You're going to see the limitation of the movers and shakers in the world as their cards get pulled left, right, and center. You're going to see one after the other after the other. Each one of them hit their wall of human limitation. Their resources spent. Their favors exhausted. They're moving and conniving, not working out the way that it used to. And they're going to be scratching their head wondering what's going on. Listen, God is not mocked. In fact, He laughs at them. He scoffs at them. He gave them time. He gave them time to repent, and they chose not to. They chose to go away. Listen, you choose. But don't think that in that choice, you're going to get to finish your whole lap around the track either. Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That means the whole thing belongs to Him. And at any time, if anybody ticks Him off to the point where He wants to, He just pulls their card. Just like He did to Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar, 7 years walking around on all fours like an animal eating grass. The most powerful man in the world turned to nothing for 7 years until he turned around and acknowledged God. Until he turned around and acknowledged the one who was in control. Now, here's another thing, though, to consider. All right? Let's go here. Matthew chapter 7, I believe. Okay, Matthew chapter 7. And verse 6 says, "Give not that which is holy unto the dog, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet, and turn again and rend you. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye in the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the wind and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it." Amen. Amen. There's a lot in that passage. But one thing to know is that God gives good gifts unto his children. And you, my brother, you, my sister, you are a child of the living God. So ask. You, my brother and sister, when you come into Christ Jesus, there's a consummation of the Spirit of God. Not I that live, but Christ in me. That is what it is to be free. Death and hell have no hold on you. The grave has no hold on you. The prison cannot keep you because you have been set free. The debt is paid. You've been set free. You're no longer in debtor's jail. You have been set free, so walk out. Now, here's the thing too. One thing that can happen in the middle of all of this. All of the negatives, because God in His Word has said He causes all things to work together for the good of the called according to His purpose. All those things that we shared at the start, from the entrance into this life and this earth and all the struggles and the things, all of that can be turned into the good, can be turned into the positive, can be turned into something that will enable you to glorify and magnify the name of the living God. Listen, when you walk out of this prison and when you leave this life, you're not taking any of the sorrow with you. You're not taking any of the pain with you. It's all an experience, but this is not it. This is not reality. This is not our home. But it is an experience. And this, God gives good gifts to His children. This experience of life can have been a good gift, but you got to be on His page. If you go the way of the world, it is just pain and suffering and torture and hell over and over and over again. No peace within, and always the problems outside, somebody else. It's always somebody else you got to straighten out, isn't it? Always a hellish existence. You got to have some drugs, got to have some alcohol, got to have some sex, got to have something to make it just kind of be okay. For a little bit longer, and the whole while you just are dying. One more day. Closer to dying and just doing it all over again. Only just going down one more level, deeper and deeper into hell. When the door is right there. The way out is right there. Listen, the call right now. The door is Jesus. The call right now is for you, my brothers and sisters. Pray, pray, pray. That was what God spoke to me the other day, and He's confirmed it over and again. Pray, pray, pray. This is the time where you and I need to be praying, seeking the face of God, letting God reveal things. When you go into a state of prayer, when you come before the Father, He's going to make things known to you. Things that have been blocking your way forward, God's going to expose them, and then He's going to quicken you to use the weapons of your warfare, which He's given you, which He gave them to you so you would use them. He didn't give you them to you so you could just sit back and watch everything from an armchair. No, use them. So when you pray, things get exposed, things come into the light. Why? Because when you pray, you go put yourself before the Father, you align yourself with the light and the truth, and then as you're in the light, everything else is exposed because you're in the light. And He's just going to expose things to you. Like the last time I went into prayer, boom, like that. God exposed. Wow. It was probably about, it was over a half a dozen. It was about 8 witches. Just like that. And then God said, here's what I want you to do about it. You don't want to be on the other end of that one. Greater is He that lives in us than he that lives in the world. We play for keeps. Oh, I tell you, God is giving power to those that are His. So pray, pray, pray. Preach the gospel. That is the good news. We have the good news. We have the real stuff. The 100% unadulterated, non-watered down truth. Give that good news out and share that truth for those that have ears to hear. And here's one thing you need to do. Ask the Holy Spirit to direct you to whoever it is that has a heart for it. That's searching, that's asking. To ask God to show you, because He will show you. Because not you of your self-will going out there and just, because Scripture already told us that we read, you know, don't cast your pearls before swine. No, you don't put them before a pig. Let the Spirit of God lead you to who He wants you to share that message of truth with. Because when you go to the right person, that message is going to fall on good soil. And it's going to bring a harvest. So we carry and we preach the gospel and the good news, and we share it what God has for us to do. But let the Spirit of God lead you to that. But be open, because you are an ambassador of truth in this world at such a time as this. And here's another thing. Right now, don't worry. God is going to back you up. All right? Don't worry. God is going to back you up. You know, when people worry, they worry because they don't trust. When people worry, they worry because they've gone through some rough experiences and they're just not quite sure. But I'm going to tell you today, don't you worry because God is going to back you up. You stand up on your feet. You put your shoulders back. You proclaim the truth and watch what God does. Oh, I love you guys. I wish I could just give you a big hug right now. Listen, we're all in this, all right? We're all in this. But the exit is there. And the good news is that you have what you need. Jesus Christ has... Listen, we're already free. So be free. Walk in that freedom. Proclaim that freedom. Make it known. Destroy the works of the devil. Destroy them. Tear them apart. That power has been given to you. And in Jesus' name, we do that right now. One quick thing. Hopefully this audio gets up before it. 20 on 20 is coming up. So that's where we pray all over the world for 20 minutes on the 20th of every month. For the end of human trafficking, modern day slavery, we pray in Jesus' name for that. So you, my brothers and sisters out there, check your calendar and find out when the 20th is. It's coming up pretty soon. When you hear this, mark it down, find a time, do it on your own or do it with some other people, do it online, call somebody on the phone, but pray. Combine your faith with the faith of those that are doing it all over the world and pray for the end of human trafficking. 20 minutes on the 20th of every month. You can do that. All right? Okay, good. Listen. This is it. This is the time. This is the time that God's been raising you up for. So put your shoulders back. Put your head up. You've already won. You've already won. Let God give you wisdom. Ask Him for wisdom in whatever your current situation is. Don't let that thing bog your thinking down, all right? Just whatever that situation is, bring that specific thing before God. Ask God for wisdom for that and whatever else you need in your life. Let Him show you and reveal that to you. But there's more going on. Don't let the devil steal your joy because of your natural situation. Your joy has been given to you in the core of your spirit. Pray. Seek the Lord. Move forward in the things of God. God bless you guys. All right? Hey, I love you. I love you. We love you. The guys of Faith Mix, we love you. All right? You are loved. God loves you. You've been given everything you need in Him to succeed, to thrive, to live an abundant life. And that starts now. It's time to step into it. Don't let the enemy rob, steal, kill, and destroy anymore. Move into what God has for you. God bless you. We love you. All right. Hey, drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Talk to you sometime soon. God bless you. Bye.